Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo joining us once again for two things: an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting and a preview of the upcoming election. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. We're a busy, busy, busy boy, I'll tell you, and I'm sure you are too.
Yes, of course. We had license board yesterday and council. So it was a busy day for us here in the clerk's office and, of course, preparing for the election.
Right.
So, yep.
Lots going on in a very short period of time here. The
Yep.
next
It's
month.
almost over. It's just started and it's almost over. It's the craziest thing. A whirlwind for sure, but happy to be here, happy to do it. And we'll get right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Off the Hook at 1269 C Street for a temporary extension of premise for the annual fall family event on Saturday, November 9th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with outdoor music, face painting, other family-friendly activities. They will have pony rides and things like that for the kids. John Galligan was there and spoke about last week's Oktoberfest and what a success that was, and he wanted to really give back to the families of Housneck and the city of Quincy and to come down for a nice fall family event there. There will be a bear tent and seasonal bears on tap. And that went through 5-0. And then we had agenda item number two here regarding the request of the North Quincy PAC for a special use permit for their annual holiday shopping expo on Saturday, November 9th. At North Quincy High, the event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will include several food trucks. They do this every year. This helps North Quincy PAC as well as North Quincy High School senior stay out. They'll have the waffle truck, the mom's truck, the Black's Creeks and a couple others. They will have over 100 vendors. This has become quite the expo there at the North Quincy High. And Amy Galliano was there and spoke about the event and all that they're going to provide there at North Quincy High with the 100+ vendors. So that should be a great day. And that went through 5-0.
Yeah, I know people wait all year for this. This is a big deal for them. Yeah.
It certainly is. And I guess at 10 a.m., it's hop it
Yes.
right through till 4. So they're excited to have it. And we look forward to it in the city of Quincy every year.
Yeah, that's great. The PAC, the Parent Advisory Committee, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Old Colony YMCA for a charity wine pouring license for the annual Rise Up Gala at the Quincy Marriott, 1000 Marriott Drive on Friday, November 1st. This permits the donated wine to be poured at the event. Carol McKean was there. This is their 8th annual. This is a private event, ticketed event from 5:30 to 9, and that also went through 5-0.
Okay, very good. So you had a full board, obviously.
Yes, we did. And the next hearing won't be until November 12th after the presidential election.
That's right. The 11th is Veterans Day, Monday this
Yep,
year. Yeah.
that's right.
So that'll be
So,
a repeat. It'll be a council night as well.
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, looking forward right into early voting, if that's okay with you.
That's very okay, Nikki. That's
Yep.
really the big news.
Okay. Yeah. So, October 19th and 20th, we will be at Central Middle School from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. The weather looks good, plenty of parking. We're excited. It'll be in the gym. We have a new setup there. We'll have it in rep districts because that's the way these ballots read. And so, come on down, check in, vote right there in person, put it in your envelope, and we'll process it here at City Hall. And then after this weekend, we'll be back here at City Hall Monday through Friday. So it'll be Monday, October 22nd through November 1st. We'll be here at, no?
Monday is the 21st.
Oh, Monday, excuse me, the 21st. Monday, the 21st through November 1st. We'll be here at City Hall 8:30 to 4:30 for early voting. We're working with the traffic department to set up some temporary spots right over my shoulder here. In front of City Hall, we'll have handicap parking. We'll have 15-minute parking for early voting. We'll also have some parking set up over at the T station where the city employees and there are some City Hall spots available there for regular everyday use. We're going to make those in a couple of those handicap accessible, as well as some temporary spots there for early voting. So there'll be the business as usual spots. There'll be temporary spots there, and there'll also be some handicap parking over there, as well as out front of City Hall. On the weekend, we'll have an overload of parking, even behind City Hall, for people to come in, but. If there's anybody that has accessibility issues, you can certainly call 617-376-1144, and we can assist with people to their car if they need that. We're willing to work with everybody. We also have vote by mail. We have Omni ballots, which are emailed ballots for people that have disabilities. We have absentee voting is still available up until the day before the election at noontime. So we're offering all of this to help people navigate through this election and any questions, you can certainly look at our website. We have a lot of information there, and you can certainly call our office.
Okay, a lot going on. So again, just to be clear, early voting, first weekend, October 19th and 20th at Central Middle School,
Yes.
30 to 4:30. After that, so October 21st right through November 1st at City Hall.
That's right. And that'll be 8:30 to 4:30 as well. And we're happy to accommodate anybody who has, a special request. Please call our office. We can work with everybody. And we're here. We're here working. So we're processing ballots. We sent 15,000 ballots out in the first wave, and we've got over 2,000 back. Our drop box is available here at City Hall, right at the front doors, open 24 hours a day. We're checking it, every couple hours, making sure get all the ballots back, processed, and ready to go.
Okay.
And of course, Election Day.
Well, oh yeah,
Yeah,
that.
that too. So November 5th, 7:30. The polls will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and 31 precincts will be open for people to take advantage of that as well.
Okay, very good. And it's not too late to request a mail-in ballot yet, right?
Nope, you have up until October 29th
Okay.
to request a mail-in ballot. October 26th is the last day to register to vote, which is a Saturday. We'll be here from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. So you could register and then early vote that same day, right?
You certainly can.
Okay. All righty. Lots to talk about, really. And there are two sides to the ballot this year, right?
There are five questions on the ballot. So my suggestion would be to read those questions, know your answers ahead of time. It'll make the process a whole lot easier on you coming in. There are information about that on our website or on the Secretary of State's website as well, quincyma.gov. You can go on and go to elections and find all the questions there, and also on the Secretary of State's website. The sample ballots are there, so you can go on and take a look at them.
Right. And I know multilingual ballots also are available, right?
Yes, that's right. Our ballot is available in English and in Chinese.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about the tabulation, Nikki? Do the early and mail-in ballots get tabulated as they're cast, or does everything wait until election night?
There's a process that we have here at City Hall. Actually, we have a meeting about it today at 2 o'clock. The central tabulation, it's done here at City Hall a couple of days ahead of the election. It's literally a tabulator, looks just like the one there at your polling place. It's a high speed, and all the information goes on to a finger stick, and at the end, that gets uploaded on election night after we get all the other data from the polling places. We upload that, it merges together, and we get our unofficial election results.
Right. Okay. And I know last we talked, you were thinking anywhere between like 72, 80% turnout.
It's going to be a busy election. I can't stress enough about our early voting and how easy we think it's going to be. With plenty of parking there at Central, it's going to be a nice weekend if you want to walk your family down. It's going to be nice and easy, and you come in, you check in on that poll pad. We have plenty of workers there and a nice, bright, open space in the gym to vote. And I really expect it to be a nice weekend. And then again, back here at City Hall for those who work weekends and want to vote during the week, things like that. We're hoping to give everybody every opportunity. We know how important it is to everybody to be able to vote.
Absolutely, yeah. So you said it's broken down by representative. So does a person need to know who their state rep is? No.
No, certainly not. Just come in, give your name and your address, and we'll lead you in the right direction.
Right, gotcha. All righty. Thanks so much for all the great information, Nikki. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up. I'm sure before the election.
You bet. Take
All
care.
right. Bye bye.